state and you called your philosophy for the running game the Republican style.
Yeah.
Here at the halfway point, anything changed to change that outlook?
No, not at all. I mean, we've made some mistakes, but I don't really get overbearing with that. I really believe if you do, then you could actually inhibit your running performance. I like the free market principle with the base running also, and let it fall where it's made. The biggest problem we've had is getting picked off. It's not that we've made so many bad decisions, although you saw Longo the other day, but that's going to happen. We've been picked off, and picked off in non-running situations where we're not actually going. That's the part that's been that's built up on it. So, I believe there's a lot of good base running exploits ahead for us, and I would never want to inhibit our guys. Do we have to take chances? If we want to go and put the heavy gloves on, go toe-to-toe at Madison Square Garden versus the Yankees, it's kind of difficult. We've got to do the flow like the butterfly stuff and jab and move it. If we do that, we have a much better chance against them in the White Sox.
You mentioned getting picked off and not running for chance. Is that more of an awareness thing, or is that just kind of like being able to do aggressive against the 30 yarder?
Some of it comes with overzealous leads. And again, I just already alluded to that. We're young and we're inexperienced and we're going to keep getting better. I'm a big believer when you're coaching young players that if they've made a mistake, you talk about it and you try to talk your way through it. You don't become oppressive or start putting limitations on them because they're going to start playing with limitations. We've got mental limitations. We've gotten guys from other organizations that are terrible baseballs and try to pick that scar, that scab, and remove and have them re-heal is almost impossible. So I prefer doing it this way. I've done it this way my entire coaching career. I've done it. You've seen it a lot with the Angels recently, but this is the philosophy I've had way back in the days in instruction leagues in the mid-'80s. Every instruction league that I ran, which was a lot of it, I sit down the position players on the first day and tell them our priority this spring, or this instruction league is base running. We're going to be better base running by the time we leave here. And I always tell them you can never make an aggressive mistake. You can't be aggressive. If you do make a mistake, you talk about it. And I think if you do it that way, you're going to end up having a better base runner. And in today's game, with the dominance of pitching, if you choose just to go station to station, you lose chances to win some one-run ball games.